This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radio Lab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radio Lab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Number one, clowns. I don't see them as fun. I see them as sinister, predatory. They're hiding behind something. And, you know, when any time someone hides their real nature, I have to be suspect. I mean, that was the Klan, right? They hid behind a mask, and the original Klan uniforms were actually very clownish and very colorful. And I think a big part of me says, if you don't show your real self, I can't trust you. For, you know, in our culture, Black culture, African-based culture, the mask is a sacred thing. It's not fun times. Number two. Amnesia. You know, in Jewish tradition, which I also belong to, remembering is a commandment. Number three, heights. Number four, law enforcement. I've been the frequent victim of racial profiling. Assumptions have been made about me that weren't true. And even when law enforcement were called to help me, it's just like getting a lot of, you know, questions about my own culpability or responsibility in being stolen from or harmed. I don't have a very positive view of them. Number five, unseasoned food. You know, one of the most terrifying things I ever heard of was Alfred Hitchcock having a blue feast. He invited everybody over, and all the food was dyed blue. Everything on the table that was edible or drinkable was blue. Is this the meal in hell? I mean, what's going on? It was weird, and it was unappetizing and off-putting. And almost like a harbinger of dread. Number six, Velcro. I wear tights almost every day, which are not cheap. I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there, especially boy kind, who think that this is just a dollar deal. It's not. No, it's... Decent tights go from anywhere from $7 a pair to $30 to $99 a pair. In seconds, rip or pull, like now. Velcro is the killer. Number seven. I was a meme. I was in deep sorrow over the asshole comment made by 45 against Africa. I felt like I had people who followed me who would understand how emotionally traumatizing this was for somebody who was Black, of African descent. And I wanted to show that I was distraught, and I just looked at the camera and took a picture, tweeted it out. Instead, I got a whole lot of, don't cry in front of white people. If you cry and show your angst about their racism, you make us look weak. We have to be brave and angry and mean. And it was horrific. It's still horrific. Number 8. Not belonging. I mean, I identify as a Black, gay, Jewish person of Southern heritage. And for me, not belonging is deadly. Not belonging means you don't have no kinfolk. You don't have any mishpacha. You're not part of the family. And I faced it a lot in my life. I faced a lot of, you know, you're not good enough because you ain't really one of us. It feels like I'm superfluous and meaningless and shouldn't have been born. Number 9, underachievement. If I don't look or appear smart or this or that, people will just think I'm a dumb fat oaf. Because the expectation is, if I'm going to be a big Black guy, at least you have the decency to have a football in my hand. Or to be a hip-hop genius, right? I grew up in an era where that also gave, you know, big brothers a little bit of flexibility. But I'm neither one of those things. I'm not cool. If I reveal parts of my real self, will it mean that I won't be taken seriously? Number 10, an unimproved future. My name is Michael W. Twitty, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Michael Twitty is a culinary and cultural historian and the author of The Cooking Gene. He's the first revolutionary in residence at Colonial Williamsburg and converted to Judaism at age 25. Michael told us his comfort food is pot liquor. That's the juice left over when you're cooking greens or beans. It's really good. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Kibble. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
The thing I hate to think about the most are all the songs that came before recording, all around the planet, in every culture. I'm sure the most beautiful song that ever was is a lullaby we will never hear.